This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Recognizing toxic traits that drain your mental energy. How to spot the patterns that quietly exhaust you before they do real damage. In short, toxic traits are persistent, behavioral patterns in difficult people that steadily deplete your mental energy, often before you fully realize what is happening. Toxic traits follow recognizable patterns, including blame shifting, manipulation, and chronic negativity. The damage is cumulative. One difficult interaction feels manageable, but repeated exposure wears you down. Naming the pattern is the first and most important step toward protecting yourself. Definition: toxic traits recognition is the ability to identify persistent harmful behavioral patterns in difficult people before they cause serious depletion of your mental energy and well-being. These patterns are distinguishable from ordinary conflict because they repeat reliably across situations, tend to leave you feeling drained or at fault, and rarely resolve on their own. You leave a conversation feeling flattened. You cannot explain why exactly the other person said nothing overtly cruel, yet somehow you're carrying all the weight of it. You run the interaction back through your mind trying to find where it went wrong. Sound familiar? This is what toxic traits do. They do not always announce themselves with shouting or obvious cruelty. Often they work quietly, steadily wearing down your ability to think clearly, trust your own judgment, and bring your best energy to the work and people that matter most to you. Understanding toxic traits recognition is not about labeling people or writing them off. It is about seeing clearly enough to protect yourself. After decades of working alongside difficult people, and frankly being one on my worst days, I have come to believe that most of the damage these patterns cause is preventable. Not by changing the other person, but by learning to see what is actually happening. If you want to understand how unsafe environments allow these patterns to thrive, what is psychological safety, and how it drives team synergy covers that ground well, here, we focus on the traits themselves, what they are, why they matter, and how to recognize them clearly. What toxic traits actually means in practice. A toxic trait is not a bad mood or a rough patch. It is a recurring behavioral pattern in a person that consistently causes harm to the people around them, particularly through the erosion of trust, confidence, and mental energy. In practice, these patterns show up in the small and repeated moments. It is the colleague who always finds a reason to assign blame outward, never inward. It is the friend who shifts the emotional weight of every conversation onto your shoulders. It is the manager whose feedback always leaves you feeling smaller, not clearer. Here is a real example. A team member habitually responds to constructive feedback with a counter-accusation, turning every attempt at honest conversation into a negotiation about whose fault things are. Over weeks, the people around her stop giving feedback at all. They are not being lazy. They are exhausted. The toxic trait, in this case chronic blame shifting, has quietly reorganized everyone else's behavior around protecting themselves from the cost of engaging. That is the deeper truth of it. Toxic traits do not just affect the moments they appear in. They reshape the environment around the person who carries them, and that reshaping costs everyone who works or lies nearby. Why identifying toxic behavioral patterns matters. Here is what I have seen happen. When people cannot name toxic traits for what they are, they turn the confusion inward. They assume the problem is their own sensitivity, their overreaction, their inability to cope. The real issue goes unnamed and unchallenged, and the depletion continues. When you are living or working alongside these patterns without clear recognition, the consequences compound steadily. Your mental energy shrinks. Managing the emotional fallout of a toxic pattern takes real cognitive resources. Over time, the constant low-grade vigilance leaves you with less capacity for everything else, including creative thinking, decision-making, and genuine connection with people who are good for you. Your self-trust erodes. Many toxic traits, particularly gaslighting and deflection, are specifically effective at making you doubt your own perceptions. When you cannot trust what you observe, you lose access to your own best judgment. Your communication becomes defensive. Once you've been burned enough times by a toxic pattern, you start bracing for impact in every interaction. You stop being direct. You start hedging. This is not weakness. It is adaptation to a harmful environment. But it costs you. The pattern spreads. Toxic traits in one person shift behavior in the people around them. I've watched one blame shifter on a team turn 5 collaborative people into defensive, guarded versions of themselves within a single quarter. Recognizing the source matters, because otherwise the whole group absorbs the damage. The longer these patterns go unrecognized, the more they feel like just the way things are. That is the real danger. You deserve to see them clearly. The key characteristics of toxic traits worth knowing. You know toxic traits recognition is working when you see patterns, not isolated incidents. Here is what those patterns look like in practice. Number 1. Consistent blame shifting when things go wrong. A person with this trait reliably redirects responsibility away from themselves and onto others. This is not the same as disagreeing about what happened. It is a reflexive and repeating pattern. For example, every project failure is someone else's lack of communication. Every conflict is someone else's sensitivity. Every mistake is someone else's inadequate instructions. Number 2. Manipulation through guilt or flattery. This trait oscillates between excessive praise and subtle pressure, using your desire for approval or your sense of obligation to steer your decisions. You may find yourself agreeing to things you would never normally agree to, and feeling vaguely guilty if you do not. The manipulation is often covert enough that naming it feels unfair, which is precisely what makes it effective. Number 3. Chronic negativity and complaint. There is a difference between honest frustration and a fixed orientation toward what is wrong. A person with this trait does not just have difficult moments. They consistently pull conversations toward grievance, skepticism, and pessimism. Spending regular time with them leaves you feeling heavier than when you arrived, which is a reliable signal worth trusting. Number 4. Boundary violations. As a pattern, everyone misreads a boundary occasionally. A toxic trait is when limits are tested, ignored, or minimized on a recurring basis, especially after they have been clearly communicated. The violation may be subtle, a casual overstep followed by a disarming joke, but the repetition is what defines it. Number 5. Deflection and gaslighting. When you raise a concern or name a behavior, a person with this trait redirects to a different grievance, questions your memory of events, or reframes your clear observation as an emotional overreaction. Over time, you stop trusting what you see. That erosion of self-trust is the real damage. Together, these characteristics tell a consistent story. The person at the center remains protected from accountability, while everyone around him carries the cost. Common misconceptions about toxic traits. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about toxic traits. Misconception. Toxic traits are always obvious and dramatic. The truth. Most toxic traits operate quietly. The colleague who chronically shifts blame rarely does it with a raised voice. The person who gaslights you does not announce it. The subtlety is often what makes these patterns so damaging. They accumulate before you can clearly name what is happening. By the time you feel the full weight of the depletion, you've been absorbing it for months. Misconception. If someone has toxic traits, they must be a bad person overall. The truth. Toxic behavioral patterns often developed for understandable reasons as protective strategies formed in environments where self-reliance and deflection were necessary for survival. That context does not eliminate the harm the pattern causes. But it does mean that recognizing a toxic trait in someone is not the same as writing them off as a person. Your job is to protect your own mental energy, not to render a verdict on their character. Misconception. You can fix or change someone's toxic traits if you communicate well enough. The truth. Clear, direct communication is always worth attempting, and scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy can help you do that well. But the decision to change belongs entirely to the other person. Your responsibility is to see the pattern clearly, respond with courage, and refuse to carry what is not yours to carry. The short version, these patterns are often subtle, do not require the other person to be a villain, and are not yours to fix. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Toxic traits in real situations. Here is what toxic traits recognition looks like when it is present and when it is absent. In the workplace, a project manager on a mid-sized team had a habit of volunteering her team for commitments without consulting them, then expressing disappointment when they struggled to deliver. When the team raised concerns, she reframed their exhaustion as a lack of commitment. For months, people blamed themselves for not working harder. It was only when a new team member named the pattern directly, noting that expectations were set without consent and then used as evidence of failure, that others recognized what had been happening. Naming it did not solve it immediately, but it stopped the self-blame. If avoiding difficult conversations had continued, the pattern would have ground that team down entirely. In a team setting, a long-standing team member used humor to undermine colleagues' ideas in meetings, always with enough plausible deniability to avoid direct confrontation. New members assumed they were simply not yet credible enough to be taken seriously. The passive-aggressive behavior went unaddressed for over a year before someone recognized it as a pattern rather than a personality quirk. In a personal relationship, a close friend consistently responded to good news with a competing story or a subtle reframe that left the original news feeling diminished. Over time, the other person stopped sharing wins altogether. She told herself she was being modest. In reality, she had adapted to protect herself from a deflating pattern she had not yet named. Recognizing the trait did not end the friendship, but it changed how she managed her own emotional investment in those conversations. What these scenarios share is the same quiet erosion, a pattern that went unnamed long enough to reshape the behavior of everyone around it. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about toxic traits recognition. Name the pattern, not just the moment. One difficult interaction proves nothing. A consistent, repeating pattern across multiple situations is what defines a toxic trait. Train yourself to look across time, not just at the incident in front of you. Trust your energy as a signal. If you consistently feel drained, confused, or at fault after time with a specific person, that is information. Do not explain it away before you have examined it honestly. Separate understanding from tolerance. You can understand why someone developed a toxic pattern and still refuse to absorb the cost of it. Compassion and clear limits are not opposites. Self-doubt is often the first casualty. When you find yourself questioning your memory, your reactions, or your judgment after interactions with one person, that is a sign worth taking seriously. Unmet needs driving conflict can sometimes explain difficult behavior, but it does not excuse the impact on your clarity. Recognition is a practice, not a one-time event. Toxic traits recognition sharpens over time as you learn to observe patterns with honesty and without defensiveness, both in others and in yourself. If you want to go further, look at how amygdala hijack affects your ability to see these patterns clearly under pressure, and how the signs of amygdala hijack in your team can make toxic traits recognition harder in the moments you need it most. The foundation of toxic traits recognition is seeing what is actually in front of you, clearly and without flinching. Frequently asked questions. What is toxic traits recognition, and why does it matter? Toxic traits recognition is the ability to identify harmful behavioral patterns in other people before they cause serious damage to your mental energy and well-being. These patterns are often subtle at first. Catching them early gives you the clarity to respond rather than simply absorb the harm over months or years. What are the most common toxic traits in difficult people? The most common toxic traits include chronic blame shifting, persistent negativity, manipulation through guilt or flattery, subtle gaslighting, and a consistent pattern of boundary violations. Each depletes your mental energy in a different way. Together, they create an environment where managing one person costs more than all your other relationships combined. How do toxic traits differ from someone just having a bad day? A bad day is temporary and isolated. Toxic traits are persistent patterns that repeat across different situations and relationships. The key distinction is consistency. A toxic pattern shows up reliably, regardless of circumstances, and tends to leave you feeling drained, confused, or at fault after almost every interaction with that person. Can toxic traits recognition help you at work with difficult colleagues? Yes, and this is exactly where the skill matters most. When you can name what you're experiencing, you stop internalizing it as your own failing. Toxic traits recognition gives you a clear framework for deciding how to respond, whether that means setting a boundary, seeking support, or carefully limiting your exposure to that person. Are people with toxic traits always aware of what they're doing? Not always. Some people engage in toxic behavior consciously and deliberately. Others developed these patterns as survival strategies and genuinely do not see the harm they cause. Whether intentional or not, the impact on your mental energy is equally real, and recognizing the pattern is what allows you to protect yourself. How do I start practicing toxic traits recognition in real situations? Start by paying attention to how you feel after interactions, not during them. Persistent exhaustion, confusion, or self-doubt following time with a specific person is a reliable signal. Name the pattern you observe, compare it across multiple interactions, and trust what you see consistently rather than explaining it away each time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.